Lisa Richardson, Executive Director of South Dakota Corn.
Lisa, tell me, what are your priorities, South Dakota corn grower priorities, as you get into Commodity Classic?
Making certain we have good policy as we move forward, trying to figure out what that farm bill is going to look like, and more importantly, be able to get some understanding and function back in Congress that we could work with them to get a farm bill done. And the other piece that we're really watching closely is the renewable fuel standard. That has a very large target on it, and making certain we have a reliable market and an opportunity to grow.
So you'll be trying, again, working with Congress to get to retain the RFS as it is?
Yeah, the RFS, we hope they don't open it up. They don't need to do any legislative fixes. It works. The big issue is we have no market access. Making certain we have E15 has been talked about. It was approved a few years back, but it can't go under the canopies in most facilities, so the access to it is very limited. And in order to meet the RFS in the future, we really need the oil companies to use our product. We don't need to subsidize it, but we need them to use our product.
South Dakota was certainly touched by that major Corn Belt drought last year, and you're still needing moisture.
We really are. Unfortunately, Mother Nature hasn't been kind to us. Up in the northern part of the state, which had an incredible crop, they also have gotten us a significant amount of snow. Our southeast corner of our state, which is our traditional Corn Belt, is still in a severe drought. And so there's a lot of uncertainty out there. Talked to some farmers who talked about some sorghum, but I'm really concerned in what will Mother Nature do this spring.
And still, there were farmers in South Dakota in 2012 that managed to get a good crop.
You know, the other piece of all of this is the technology and the management from farmers. In 1974, South Dakota had a very similar drought. Our yields are 60 to 70 bushel average higher. And that has to do with the technology in the corn seed, but also the management practices, the no-till practices, conserving the moisture. I mean, we didn't have a Dust Bowl. We didn't have a crisis. We still grew over 500 million bushels of corn, and that's a credit to all the technology transfer for the through the producers and through the seed.
Let's bring that all together. Close that circle for me. What's important about Commodity Classic and producers coming down here for the policy, for the technology?
Both of it. The policy, actually, right now, the technology is what's driving every producer out there. Making, you know, there's drought-resistant corn commercially available this year. Understanding, you know, the yield, the variable rate technology on fertilizer, adapting that technology on a much faster pace and using the best management practices out there, because farmers will grow 300 bushels an acre. The technology will be in the seed, and the technology has to be on the producer end as well. So the you have industry brings a significant amount of producers. The trade show is full of all the technology providers and questions and answers, and it's really a credit to where this industry is going.